Hey, to sync this commentary to your copy of 1987's Uninvited, there's going to be a tone after I finish talking. All you need to do is pause this audio once the tone ends, start your movie, and resume the commentary once you see the words Amazing Movies Presents on screen. We hope you enjoy watching this killer mutant cat creature feature with us.
Welcome, everyone, to another Pondering Spooky Tapes, this time on Uninvited, for real.
Speaking of Uninvited, Cameron, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Fuck.
Sorry.
Well, you idiots. You idiots left the call open, and here I am.
Left the call open, and then we opened your audition, and then we clicked record.
Cameron
we
was the
did
real uninvited.
All that. We even did the clap syncs for you.
Oh, yeah, I've been lying to you guys. My real name's Eric Larson.
Whoa! famed character actor Eric Larson. I don't think he's a character actor. I don't know who the fuck that is, dude.
Anyone's a character actor. They all play a character.
That's so true. I've never seen this movie. I've only seen clips.
What does that term mean, character actor?
Character actor is a...
Like, I've heard that before. Like, oh, he's a character actor. I'm like, is that like Jared Leto where you...
Yeah.
No, that's method acting.
That's method acting.
I think character actor
is like you play the specific kind of role. Like,
it's like typecasting.
It's somebody who...
Yeah, that's like...
So a character actor is... Yeah. I was pulling up the Wikipedia for the exact definition, but it's a supporting actor
known for small parts who plays unusual, interesting, and eccentric characters.
Like, what's his face in Gremlins? He always shows up in everything.
Like Tilda Swinton.
Oh, thank God.
Walton Goggins Howard.
Walton Goggins.
This is the real movie.
No Burger?
Thank God I get to live tonight. I've been so upset if there was like a burger or a hot dog.
I think anything. The best part about this movie so far is that the cat is fucking adorable. I love that. I love that guy.
Yeah, I have no context for this film. What is like?
It's a movie.
You'll see. It's spooky cat.
It's fucked
it's a
up.
Scary but cat movie.
When he eats lasagna and then he kicks that dog at the table, blows my mind every time.
Okay. One of the things, I listened to the commentary track without watching the movie. I was basically like playing games while listening to the commentary track. And one thing that is, Graydon Clark, the director of this movie, deadass said was, George Kennedy, I'm sorry. No, Graydon. Yeah, no, Graydon. One of the things he said was that this movie is in some parts... about the AIDS crisis.
What the fuck? Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen this and I'm very thrown off by that.
No.
You have no idea.
I never knew. Is that the alarm or like supposed to be the music?
It's both. Also, Graydon Clark was the doctor at the start who says, is that a teratoma?
Oh, but he's got like the Alien 3 ape suit.
That cute cat. Look at him. Hey, what the fuck?
He's just getting sleepy.
It's nap time. Is this Schrodinger's cat?
I love this cat. Look at this cat. He doesn't give a fuck.
So easy.
He literally just wants to be... He's so tranquilized.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? Oh, no, I can see the metaphor for AIDS now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because pussy kills the man.
Inside of you is a smaller, more evil cat.
And that trying cat is to called kill you. AIDS. What the fuck? Even knowing what happens in this movie did not get... Yeah, that's him right there on the left. Yeah. That's the director. This is his vision.
Real Shane Carruth type.
This is his vision.
Were they saying AIDS was made in a lab?
Oh my God.
No, they did not. They actually did not. I'll talk about it in the discussion, but it's...
I love
he has some interesting takes, dude.